We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
ROTPOD, guys, here we are with another episode. It's been a while. It's been a while, Big D, Stretch.
It has Mr.
B,
been a while.
How you been, Mr.
POD? Coming back strong. We're gonna do episode after episode, right?
Yes, sir.
Two guys at two.
Yes, sir.
ROTPOD.
Yeah.
We're coming back, and I just want to say that after listening to other podcasts and just all the supporters out there, just retweeting, sharing everything, we just got to keep it going and kind of change up the format just a little bit. Because I know all this time we've been doing what we like to do, talking about what we like to talk about, but I think we just got to do more on that, do more of what we can do here from Albuquerque.
Yeah,
there's a lot of podcasts out there. They represent like their town, their city, their state, whatever, wherever they come from, and they just basically talk about what they want to talk about from where they're at.
Yes, sir.
And we got to talk about what where we're coming from and our point of view, and just basically we're not talking about, like, if I talk about tech, I want to talk about tech from my point of view from here, instead of talking about tech from someone else's point of view outside in a different country.
From your own experience.
State. Yeah, yeah. Like, sort of like my own experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I guess you could say I kind of changed my point of view on that. I just want to be a little bit more,
more open.
More open.
More broad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds good, Mr. B.
Sounds good. Yeah. So, yeah, That's what I'm talking about, and that's what I want to do. And I think it's going to be a little bit more fun. It was fun before, because we get downloads and a lot of downloads. And I think it's going to be a lot better this time if we just be more open and just open. Just basically being open. See, like right now, Big D's got to go throw up or poop or something.
You'll be okay. He's all right.
He'll be all right.
Got a little cough, but he'll be okay, guys. He'll be right back. Don't you guys worry about him.
You know,
so how was your weekend, Mr. B?
My weekend, Mother's Day weekend, was yesterday, right?
Yes, sir.
Sunday.
Do anything special for your mom and your wife?
I just called my mom. I tried to call my grandma, but nobody was picking up. So I called my sister. She said she was doing good. Her family's taking care of her. And for my wife, we just... first of all, it was a busy weekend. Busy weekend playing basketball, basically for my son. He got three games on Saturday up in Santa Fe. Then Sunday morning, he had a game. So we were away from her for basically almost all day. So just me and Aiden just hanging out.
Are you coaching your team?
Sort of.
Your son's name Aiden, right?
Yeah.
My uncle's son is named Aiden. He actually does basically what you do. He coaches a basketball team.
Yeah.
He actually coaches a baseball team too. And his son is named Aiden. I think he's around your son's age too. Pretty cool.
Where does he practice at?
Oh, he lives in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
He lives in Illinois. He came over here for the weekend, but he was telling me that he coaches a basketball team and a baseball team. And his son is in it, and it's pretty cool. They kind of reminded me of you. You guys have like the same thing going on.
Yeah.
It was
the reason why I was asking was there's this other kid at on his team. His name is Aiden also.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's why I said you used to
mention Aiden. He lives in Illinois.
Aiden. Yeah. So yeah, just being busy this weekend with basketball. And yesterday we finally got to watch Captain America.
I did too. I saw that
good,
movie
huh?
yesterday. What time did you go? Did you go to Regal or Century 24?
I went to Regal Premiere in Rio Rancho.
Oh, okay.
That one has an IMAX also, no?
No.
Is that
no.
Rumble just seats too, or?
The D-Box.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
D-Box.
Damn. Did you enjoy it?
It was good.
Did the family love the movie?
Yeah.
I loved it. It was awesome.
It was cool when they showed Ant-Man.
Yeah. No spoilers out there, so... if you guys haven't seen it, go and see it.
Ah, fuck
it. Yeah.
We can spoil it. Oh, fuck it. If you guys want to, just do it.
Ant-Man was badass.
Ant-Man was badass, especially this time where he gets bigger.
Oh, yeah, when he switched to reverse it, what he does, yo.
He's awesome. Yeah, man.
That was cool. And the fight scene between the dude, that had to be the most intense.
Yeah.
Between, you know, Captain America and Iron Man. Oh, my goodness.
Those guys went at it hard.
Almost broke down in tears. No, you're going to kill somebody.
And then somebody comes, Black Panther, where are you? Stop him.
He was like right outside too, huh?
Black yeah. Panther.
Yeah, he's looking for that other dude.
What's his name? Barnes or which one was Barnes?
Nah, that's a Winter Soldier.
Oh, okay. Barnes is Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Lucky. That other dude was just the doctor.
Yeah.
He's the one that wanted to find out where, you know, get them all together so he could freaking kill, have them kill each other. Yeah. You know, that's why he showed that video.
He's the mastermind behind the whole thing.
I think I'm gonna watch a few like the Avengers, the other Captain America.
I did. I watched it before I saw that movie again.
Like some of the small details that they were talking about, I was trying to remember. So I think if I watch the other ones, I'll find out what family he was talking about, where the building fell on them or something.
Mm.
Do you know what he was talking about?
Yeah, that was on the. I think that was the second one.
That was Avengers.
Yeah.
It was Avengers or Age of Ultron.
It was Age of Ultron, the second one, right?
Yeah, when he's lifting up the city.
Yeah.
He drops the net.
The building on top of it.
Oh, okay.
And that's when it collapses and it kills all kinds of people.
Well, you can show when they're showing the videotapes. Well, those are all the movies, you know, for the Avengers. All clips from the Avengers and stuff, dude. But they're showing those building collapses and all that.
Yeah.
You know, just destroying a lot of shit.
And when Hulk was jumping from building to
building,
they showed him too.
Yeah.
He's all smashing freaking buildings where people are living in. And they're like, oh snap, now I see why the government's under
arrest. See, you know what's kind of crazy about that? Because the Batman, I'm sorry, Batman has almost the same plot as what this one has. Because when they showed on that one, when Superman was introduced to everybody, he destroyed freaking Metropolis, dude.
That's why he got mad.
Him and, you know, and freaking General Zod.
Yeah.
Destroyed it, and then it destroyed Batman's company and the guys that he cared for. And so, plus, what I was reading into more of this, too, that Batman, not only that he didn't trust him, that he felt inferior. Like, he wasn't the only one that people were scared of. Now they're more scared of Superman than they are him.
Yeah.
And so he started getting the complex and started, that's where that hatred started to come to, you know, fruition.
He's scared of me.
And that's what freaking when Alfred was telling him, you know, that's how it starts. You know, the selflessness, the powerlessness, you know, that turned good men cruel.
Yeah.
And that's what he's talking about, what Batman was doing. Turned himself, you know, that hatred building. Because he showed him all the videotapes, that's all he's focusing on, just Superman, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, both movies are badass. Mm-hmm. Batman, Superman, and Captain America.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong. Mm-hmm. Especially with Spider-Man in there, too.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's a kid. Kid with superpowers.
Taking out some grown-ass men.
Overall, that movie was good, though. Mm-hmm. That movie was good.
Oh, shit, y'all, dude.
That popcorn and drinks and good seats. Nobody was kicking us from behind.
There was a couple loud laughers behind me, but... You know, I think they're dorks. They're not nerds. Laughing. They're laughing at the littlest things ever.
That was funny though. Yeah. Man. This one had a lot more humor to it.
Yeah,
that's, you know, than humor. The other ones did, man.
That was cool. They lighten up the darkness a little bit.
Yeah, my seat was at the very top, L30. That was the same one that I saw Batman in.
L30. You need to tattoo that on your arm.
Yeah,
that's your favorite seat.
That's my seat. See that?
I'm Max L30.
I was on row K. K6, 7, 8, and 9. Took my mama. She loved it.
So. And then the next morning I was on J15. And that was for the 3D one.
Oh, what shit. Clan you from? L19. What'd you say?
30.
L30. L30 clan on the south side.
Row L.
Row L.
That stands for local people.
is there any does it go together? Why they released it on Mother's Day, or is it just because if you think about it, like a lot of mothers, there might be a lot of techie mothers or comic book mothers.
Yeah.
So you think they wanted to do that?
Yeah, because on Batman they released that one on holiday they released that one on.
I think it was towards the end of March. Is there a holiday during March?
Yeah,
it was
Batman? Good Friday.
Yeah, it's, you know, on Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So they released Batman on Easter.
And then they released this one on Mother's Day.
And then this one on Mother's Day.
Hell yeah. Well, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know when's a good weekend to pick, set out the movie.
And the Batman, they really didn't want to, they wanted to release it later on towards the summer, but then that would be coincided with this one, Captain America.
Yeah, they want to make the most of their money.
So they had to pick the biggest deal, whatever.
The Batman vs. Superman released on March 25th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was on that freaking Good Friday and the Easter.
Good Friday and Easter.
Yeah.
And it's already been.
So we're about to be getting close to 2 months. Yeah. Pretty sure.
And Captain, then in August, Suicide Squad.
That's going to be badass.
Suicide Squad.
I think Harley Quinn's going to steal the show. Even more than the Joker, to be honest. I don't know.
Yeah, she seems a little bit more crazier than the Joker in this one, huh?
Yeah, she seems like she's doing a lot more stuff in this. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah.
I don't know. The Joker looks freaking nuts, man.
I think those two, Joker and Harley Quinn, will steal the show.
I mean, Harley Quinn just because we're a bunch of pervs. But freaking the Joker, dude. Oh, my goodness.
You know who'll steal the show? Will Smith.
Will Smith, Deadshot.
He's in all the other. Is there any other He's
you cut me real deep.
He's John Hancock.
Cut me real deep.
He's Hancock. He's not Deadshot.
That's Hitch, for God's sake. Somebody wants
Hitch. Yeah, is he the only the well-known actor in that movie?
Well, besides Harley Quinn, yeah. Well, Jared Leto was pretty popular.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's a singer, right?
30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah.
So him. I'll probably say Will Smith is probably the... And then Clint Eastwood's son. He's one of the cops in there, I think.
Yeah, he is the main cop. And if you remember that show that me, you, and Kelly watched all the time, The Killing?
Yeah.
That cop, well, he was a detective in that one.
RoboCop?
Yeah, RoboCop also. RoboCop, yeah. Too.
Oh, RoboCop?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
What's that guy's name? See if you guys
know.
That's badass.
He's a good actor. I like him.
I can't wait to see. Yeah, that RoboCop movie was pretty awesome, too. Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, it's the same guy.
The same guy?
Yeah.
Right on. Hell yeah.
Joel Kinnaman.
Yeah. I love The Killing, man. I wish they had put on like another more season of those.
Yeah.
Damn, that was a good show.
Did you watch it all the time too, Mr. B?
The Killing?
Did you watch all the episodes?
I watched all of it, yeah.
Damn.
I think the most episodes we did in one night, me and my wife, was like maybe like 7 episodes in one night.
Dude, damn, it's addicting, man.
You stay up late and just watch it. Just
right after work, you just watch them.
Yeah, it took place in Seattle. Real dark, man.
Oh, fuck.
It's real good. So recommend the movie from Rock Pie, The Killing. Not movie, but like a series.
Series, yeah.
Netflix.
The Killing Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah, heck yeah. It was freaking badass.
Yeah, watch that. And then there's another show on Netflix, right? Is it The Ranch?
The Ranch.
That one's pretty... I haven't been keeping up.
That one's pretty good.
But what I've seen is pretty damn...
Sam Elliott, freaking Ashton Kutcher, that other guy from the Afro dude from the...
70s
show. The 70s show, the white dude.
But it's
with the Afro.
He's always very blunt about everything.
He's on there. And then the chick from Urban Cowboy, the wife that flips him off. The hell is her name?
We don't know these characters' names, but they're in it. Check it out.
Urban Cowboy.
Yeah, John Travolta. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Did you guys ever watch Pure Country?
Yo.
I never seen
George
that.
George Strait.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's a popular
George thing, Strait isn't that one?
That's his movie.
Oh, shit.
Called Dusty.
I like George
Strait. Yeah, his name is Dusty.
Dusty.
Yo.
Dusty.
Dusty.
Where's Dusty?
He meets that chick, dude, because he gets all hammered. And then he tries to save that chick from her boyfriend that she's with, and he ends up getting his ass kicked.
Oh, fuck.
And she feels bad and takes him takes him home.
Oh, fuck.
So that's the way to get a girl, buddy.
Get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend beat my ass.
He knew how to fight, too, huh?
Yeah, he was just drunk.
He was just drunk.
Yeah.
Damn.
So
they beat his ass while he was drunk. That's messed up. I'm take advantage of
that. That was weird. Unless
the chick you like is... UFC fighter, and she's say,
she can take
this guy's a wimp.
Yeah,
I don't want him.
Be all right. I'll have a UFC girlfriend. She can fight my battles. I'm not
scared. No, man, because I don't want to be washing the dishes. I'll be the barefoot and pregnant one.
As long as she protects me, I'm good.
Washing dishes.
You want me to wash dishes, babe? Fucking do it.
Okay. Make you a sandwich. Okay.
Clean the fucking toilet.
Okay.
UFC.
UFC.
Maybe UFC you can highlight that on Two Guys at Two.
Yeah, heck yeah. Let's get more depth.
One thing I want to say is Uber and Lyft They're officially dead in Austin, Texas. Do you guys know Uber, the company, and Lyft, the company?
Yeah.
Uber's like a taxi?
Yeah.
You call them up or app.
On that app, yeah.
You call them up by the app, and they come to your place. You can see where they're at.
Mm.
And you can see how far they're away from you. They pick you up, and you just tell them where to go, like a taxi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just charge your credit card when you put it on the app.
Buddy. Everything's done by your smartphone.
Damn.
So that's nice. So in Austin, Texas, they're dead.
They're dead.
D-E-D. I met two girls from Austin, Texas.
Yeah, you did.
Well, two older ladies at my sports bar.
Oh, oh yeah. They were trying to take advantage of Big D.
They were.
They were trying to get him drunk.
Dude, yeah, did you see that? Yeah, that was them.
How many shots did you take?
There are two nurses from Austin, Texas. Huh?
How many shots did you finish off with?
Dude, this is no lie. Exaggeration. I'd say more than 15.
Oh, my God.
15.
All tequila?
Well, yeah, I don't know what goes into a slippery nipple.
I know, they're probably vodka and stuff like
that.
I
think we had like five of those.
Milk?
Fuck, I don't know.
Oh, no, you don't want milk with beer.
And then what was that other one? The German chocolate cake.
That sounds good.
So that's the name of it?
German chocolate cake. I kid you not, that's why we had like about five of them. Because every time you drank it, at the end of it, you taste the coconut, and it tastes just like a damn German chocolate cake.
Damn, I never heard of that, but I'm going to try it when I go.
So they kept buying those.
German chocolate cake. Let me get two of them.
Oh, I was hammered, dude. By the time that night was done, fucker was out.
He was texting me. Was that 1 a.m? He was texting me and got his messages. I freaking passed out too, man. I'm pretty sure he passed out when he got home. Because he was faded in his pictures.
Dude, I am fucked up and these girls are trying to take
me. That's what I told him. I sent the message.
Stay on the phone with me. Stay on the phone with me.
I texted him. I was like, dude, they're trying to take advantage of you. They're going to rape you. And he's like, I think they are. But luckily, a good friend of his saved him.
Yeah, the bartender saved my ass. She's the one that took me home and picked me up the next morning to pick up my truck.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so I know she's cool as hell.
So I'm pretty sure those girls got a little wounded when they saw you leaving.
What's that song?
They wanted some D.
I just want to go where everybody knows my name.
Cheers! I love that place. I love it. Yes, that's my cheers, man.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
And they know my name when I walk into.
They wanted vitamin D.
Vitamin D.
They wanted a lot of it. There was two then.
Here's another one for you gamers out there. Grab a copy of Uncharted 4.
Oh, snap. When is that game coming out?
And a PlayStation Plus for $79, buddy.
Hmm.
It's coming out tomorrow, Tuesday.
Oh, shit.
So instead of buying the game for $59 with an extra $19, you could get the PlayStation Plus for a year for $79.
Yeah. I want to get that game. Those games are awesome.
Get it with the PlayStation Plus, though. Get the bundle.
Yeah, PlayStation Plus, do I have to buy it or?
You have to buy it every year, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, you cheesecake.
Yeah, man. Play online.
I buy all my games all online. All my games that I have, they're online.
So do I.
So just put them on.
So does Donald. He buys it. He's a big time gamer.
Big time gamer. Uncharted 4, you gonna get it, Big D?
I don't know, my game's still in the box.
You gonna get it in the box?
He plays it with his imagination, you know.
Or just pay for it online and don't even download it. Just pay for it. Just leave it.
No.
Good.
Or give me $80 and I'll go buy the game. I'll go buy the game for you.
Yeah.
It's like both of ours, but I'll just keep it at my place.
Yeah, that
sounds right.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so like tomorrow, to Uncharted 4 and Deadpool is coming out tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Deadpool too?
Deadpool.
Oh man, I want to see it in theaters. It's still $1, right?
Yeah.
I should go. I'm going to see it.
I think I will have to break out my PlayStation for that.
Yeah, yeah. To buy the movie?
No. No, but say it on Blu-ray.
To buy the movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, not just buy a Blu-ray video or something?
Yeah.
I don't buy movies on the PlayStation.
Oh, okay.
I just mainly got it for watching movies, which I haven't watched. But I will.
You don't have a standalone Blu-ray player?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
That's why you got to bust out the big guns.
That's why I got the PlayStation 4, was mainly for just the movies.
Movies and porn.
What's not the L30?
I'm just kidding.
No, I don't even have Wi-Fi.
Oh, fuck.
That's why I don't put it on.
No Pornhub?
It's like on my phone.
You don't have Wi-Fi?
Mm-mm. I thought it just stays in the box, but I mainly got it just for movies. Because I like buy videos or, you know, movie discs or whatever. Yeah. Or renting, like, at the Redbox or whatever.
Pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
All Well, next episode, I'll tell everybody about my new phone that I got.
Bad phone, dude.
New phone.
Yeah, B badass phone, buddy. B-A.
Oh,
but
shit.
No spoilers this episode. Till next episode.
All right.
You guys, any last words for the Rock Pod listeners of Rock Pod Land?
Well, shout out to all the mamas. Happy late Mother's Day. Man, everybody have a good day.
Big
stretch.
Happy Mother's Day. Beat your kids' ass. Get them straight up.
Yeah. What?